Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
We can get that done.
Be good.
So, Randy was texting about the Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson against Bryson and Aaron Rodgers. Bryson DeChambeau. And Aaron Rodgers won that, right? And Bryson, I think.
I guess.
I think they did.
I love the idea, and it was great during COVID when nothing was happening.
Yeah, I agree.
But on a Tuesday afternoon in the middle of the world, I'm not
weird,
dialed
like a
4
o'clock start.
Yeah, it's just odd. I don't know.
It was strange.
I mean, you had game one of the finals last night.
Yeah.
Just seemed like a strange TV window to put that in. But
I agree. All right, it's the drive with Tay and Piper. Derek Piper's following the AAU circuit. He's down in Birmingham and then heading to Atlanta. So he is out the rest of the week. We do not think we're going to have a show Friday due to the Cubs and Cardinals, although Kyle Hendricks is starting that game, so there is a good chance we will be on because he wins games in like an hour and a half against the Cardinals at Wrigley.
It's a 30-minute post game, and we have to have basically an hour's worth of show time to make it worth anyone's while.
Yeah, and so if it went an hour, it'd be done at 3, or I'm sorry, If it went the normal 3 hours,
it'd be done at 4:30.
What is the average time of a Major League Baseball game?
This year, let me look.
Fluctuated. Used to be like 3 hours, 12 minutes. Then it was 2 hours, 50 minutes. I'm anxious to know what it is now because
3 hours and 7 minutes.
Okay. So if that happened, we would be off just in time to get the post game on, and then we could come on for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is then we basically hold ourselves hostages to work when in reality we don't plan to do anything.
It's 5 o'clock on a Friday,
right? So we're sitting here going, well, we'll go ahead and do the show, but then if something happens and extra innings happen, we haven't made plans, and then we don't do the show. So we'll let you know whether or not we're going to do Friday.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about the Cubs. Last night was game one of the NBA Finals. Let's chat about that a little bit. Is Chris Paul liked?
I feel like he's either liked or hated.
Okay.
Because the haters will say, and I'm not saying one way or the other here. Honestly, I'm young enough that I can't form, like, you know, I mean,
right.
2003 or whatever when he was drafted, I was 7. So, like, I can't form a strong, I've always hated Chris Paul opinion or something, but he's very active in the Players Union. I think he runs the Players Union more.
Okay.
Do you remember when the Pelicans were owned by the NBA, they tried to send him to the Lakers, and then David Stern said no.
That's right.
Because they didn't have an owner. That was a big controversy. He was all up in arms about that. The Thunder were supposed to be awful. He was traded there just sort of from the Rockets for the Westbrook deal. Just sort of like, yeah, go play out your last few years in OKC. You won't make the playoffs, but you'll have good numbers. They went to the playoffs.
Unreal.
So he certainly has an effect on teams to where he, for whatever reason, elevates everybody around him.
Well, and
but the counter argument to that is if there's an intangible thing that he does, why hasn't he won?
That's fair. Now, there's a local flair to this because he came out in the same draft as Darren Williams. And they both, I think, left school early. He was at Wake Forest. Is that correct?
Yep.
And then Illinois, of course, with Darren Williams. And that was the year that Illinois smoked number one Wake here at here in Champaign. And then it came down to, now I always get this confused. Was Darren the number three pick and Chris Paul was four? I think that's how it was. It seemed like Darren was selected in front of him.
Yeah, Paul was four, Darren was three.
Okay. And so there's always kind of been that comparison. I mean, I don't look, it's not bird magic, but I think there was a little bit of that comparison of, all right, who's going to do better? Both had really good NBA careers, let's be honest. But certainly Chris Paul's NBA career has been a lot more lengthy.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
than Darren Williams.
After that trade to Brooklyn, remember he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yes.
He was sort of like the next heir apparent in Brooklyn. But that was like 2011. I mean, by the time it was like 2014, he was basically irrelevant at that point.
Okay.
And I mean, now we're talking about seven full years later from that, and Chris Paul is leading a team to the NBA Finals.
That's unreal. And doing well. Last night he scored what?
Last night he went for 32, 9, and 4.
Holy smoke.
I mean, he's got that sort of like, get out of my way, I am winning this bleeping thing if it's the last thing I do, because he's so desperate to win a ring.
I agree. Good ratings for the NBA, because I know they were worried probably about having Phoenix and Milwaukee
not
in the
huge
finals.
Markets. I mean, honestly, Giannis ends up playing. Mm-hmm. That's probably a big a boost for them, because without that, Milwaukee would have A great excuse and B less of an entertaining reason to watch.
Very true.
Minus Giannis. I have always enjoyed the Suns throughout this playoffs. I've watched
almost
all their games.
A lot of people have jumped on that.
They're young. They're fun.
Yep.
There's no one really unlikable on that team. Their pieces are fun. Bridges is good. Crowder's the guy you wouldn't like on that team. He's the scrappy guy. I like Chris Paul. Devin Booker's great. Ayton is ridiculous. He had 20 points and 20 rebounds last night.
Did he really?
Ayton did, yeah. And I know in that,
and he played at Arizona.
Correct. And he went one over Luka Doncic, Trae Young, those guys. Now Bagley was in there too. But a lot of people said, why would you take the sort of known, his ceiling is going to be a B-plus player, Ayton, when you've got this potential ceiling A-plus player in Doncic or Trae Young?
Well, if you win a title.
But, I mean, shoot, if he's going for 20 and 20 in his first ever NBA Finals game and you win a title with him, I think they made the right pick.
Yeah. No, I agree.
In that situation. I have liked both teams. I found both of their runs entertaining. I've been watching, but it's probably not a huge rating grab compared to, like, versus Kevin Durant, Brooklyn, L.A.
That's fair. I didn't get a chance to watch the first game, but I'm going to try to tune in as we go. We just got a really nasty text.
We did?
Yeah, it said, can we not complain about the, quote, struggles of maybe working a Friday? I mean, it's a two-hour shift as it is, but oh, no, I might not want to work, and now I didn't schedule anything to do. I have another job from 7 to before the radio show, so same. Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that I work 2 hours a day in my life.
Plus, I mean, we're joking.
Yeah, we're joking,
if we have to talk Cubs cards for an hour on Friday, I think we can struggle through it.
Ah!
Anyways, I liked last night's game.
I had this conversation with Andrew on the way up. The older you get, the more you become more of an a-hole.
Cynical.
You just do. You don't. You're not as fun as you were when you were 40, or as when you were 30, or as when you were 20. And so it's just getting to that point where I'm like perilously close to, like, whenever people text stuff in like that, I'm like, really?
See, what I like to do, my go-to thing is to,
like,
look.
Literally, I work every Friday. Not every Friday. Most of my Fridays are from 8 to 6, and I am happy that I have two great jobs. I love my jobs. I'm very lucky. I enjoy those. But the idea that I work until 6, and I know and then back in the day when I worked in TV, I worked from 2 to 11 on Fridays. So yeah, I enjoy, like, having a Friday afternoon off. So that's kind of why I said that, in the sense that, well, if we know right now we're not going to have a show Friday, then I might be able to be someone that at 4 o'clock closes the door in my business and can go do something. Maybe get a round of golf in. Maybe go have a beer with a buddy. I don't know. Maybe shoot some hoop with Andrew. But I don't know. But now,
well, I mean, yeah. And, you know, I don't get home till 7 or 7:30 because we finish the show at 6. And I, again,
And a lot of times we meet after the show to talk about what we're doing the next day.
Not complaining.
We're not complaining
at
all.
You know, I got a podcast and all that stuff. By the time I get home, it's like 7 or 8.
I agree.
So, you know, I mean,
it would just be nice to know that we got to, you know.
I would rather know. This is what we were complaining about genuinely, is I just want to know.
Right.
Is the Cardinals game going to take 2 hours or 4? I just want to know.
I don't mind working. You're correct.
It's the pending, well, they're in the 7th.
In fact,
it might go long, but it might not. Lon, stand by. Don't do anything yet. You might have to come in.
Exactly. And you will even back me up on this. I'm the one this morning that texted you or emailed you and said, I hope we do a show Friday.
Uh-huh.
I hope the game gets done. We can do a show on Friday because Hans maybe can sneak in. Oh, by the way, he passed.
He did.
And we have not mentioned that. Congratulations to Hans D. He didn't pass.
He's still with us. He passed his flight test.
He's now a commercial pilot. Is that correct?
Yeah, like he can fly us somewhere.
That is, listen, all kidding aside, what a wonderful thing that he was able to do. None of us knew that he was going to become a pilot. And then all of a sudden, it was like, yeah, I'm going to be a pilot.
He brought in his manual one day.
I said,
what are you reading? He said, I'm training.
And he is like, now a commercial pilot, Hans Diaz. So coming to an airport and plane near you will be Hans D, and you'll be able, how funny would that be if he locked in with a major carrier?
Southwest.
United, something. Southwest, whatever. Even Allegiant. And the next flight you take to fly down to St. Pete Beach, you get Hans D, and you're like, wait a minute, I totally know that voice. And it's Hans D, and I think at the end of every, you know, when the pilot comes on, he's like, yeah, we got pretty good weather today. It should be pretty smooth sailing. We should be able to get you on the tarmac there by about 2:10, maybe a little bit ahead of time, maybe 10 minutes ahead of time, get you down to that Florida weather. Right now, 84 degrees in Tampa. Sit back, enjoy, and relax. My name is Hans, if you have any questions, and who you got? I think that would be, that should be his call every time.
No one would get it.
No, but the random dude from Thomasboro.
That would be amazing.
That is on the flight to, you know, down to Florida. The guy sitting in row 22C, you know, he's Thomasboro, Illinois, and he's just sitting there. He's like, oh, guy's voice sounds familiar. Like, who you got? And he's like, oh, that's Hans D. All right, so Suns, they play tomorrow night then?
Yep, it'll be tomorrow night, game 2.
It's a pause every time. The Stanley Cup may end tonight because the...
You think it will?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the Lightning outplayed Montreal in game 4, but to the Habs' credit, and I'm happy for them, they were able to sneak out a win in overtime and force game 5. Now Tampa can win it at home. Hat tricks will be happening tonight. That would be a fun place to be. Great wings. Down in Channel Side. Yeah, I've said that a few hundred times. But, yeah, I think they'll end it tonight. Tampa will win. And Pat Maroon will win another Stanley Cup. This would be his third Stanley Cup in 3 years. And he's the big
ring. Who was he on before the Blues?
Well, the Blues was his first in 19. And then who was it in 20? Who was he on last year? Can you look that up?
You're
I should know that.
Me.
The Lightning didn't win it last year, did they? I'm having a brain... Who was he with last year? Was it Tampa?
I mean, it was COVID, right?
Yeah, just find out who won the... I could be wrong here. Maybe it's his third in 4 years? Do you have it?
It just went from Blues to Lightning.
Oh, then did the Lightning win it last year? I don't recall.
Yes.
Okay, that's what it is. All right, so he's been on the Lightning 2 straight years. So Pat Maroon...
Wait, so the Lightning are going to win it back-to-back years?
Looks like it.
Wow.
And the Big Rig. From St. Louis, he was the key in that game against the Stars that goalie put in 2019, but this would be his third straight Stanley Cup, and he's a guy that plays 9 minutes a game. Isn't that crazy? Like 9 minutes of ice time a game.
He plays 9 minutes a game in a 60-minute game?
Yeah, or a period maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't play a lot of, I mean, he gets out there for like 30-second spurts. Yeah, he plays probably 9 minutes a game. Isn't that crazy? But
I'm appreciating all the nice texts now, by the way. I'm being serious.
There's plenty of nice ones coming in. Oh.
In defense of our sanctity on Fridays.
Well, and I'm sure the person that sent that in didn't mean any ill will. And that's how I am. You know me. I don't have an enemy, so I don't want to make an enemy.
I hope they did.
You hope they're being mean.
Yeah. Give us a call.
No. No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Okay, all right, all right. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. What were we talking about before Hans Day? I did want to congratulate
Hans. Well, we were talking
NBA. The idea that maybe we might have the show for it, and maybe Hans could come in. That'd be kind of cool.
You also mentioned something about Golic, but we never got around to that in the first hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were talking about the girl that is now not going to be in the Olympics, and she's like the fastest American sprinter.
The track girl.
And it's because she was discovered to have marijuana, essentially, in her system, which is a rule that you are not allowed to have marijuana in your system. So then the doping agency that does this made the decision that she is not, she's suspended for a month, and that takes her out of the 100-meter dash. So by no means can she compete in the 100-meter dash at the Olympics, but her one-month suspension ends in time for her to be able to join the 4x1, which, as an American, I want to win that thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I want someone that is the fastest person in our country to be able to represent the United States in that race. But then Team USA essentially said, no, we're not going to allow you to compete in that.
Even though the 30 days are up?
Right. Is what I understand. So what they were talking about today, and I'm not against what they were saying. They were just saying that Team USA could have made a nice gesture by saying, look, we know you broke the rules. We know you're missing the 100, but we're going to let you go ahead and come back. But when is it okay now for us? It seems like nowadays that rules don't matter. Like, well, and then they were talking about, then they said in the same breath, well, like Reggie Bush should have his Heisman, you know, because now they're letting players get paid.
Like retroactively.
Right. The point is, when he was in college, the rule was that you could not do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So he was punished. He was punished to the fact that you are not getting your Heisman Trophy. We're wiping that off the board. You don't actually get the trophy to sit in your house and tell your grandkids about. Well, then now they were like, well, see, that's where the Heisman Committee should have just said, look, we're okay with it because now they're allowing this. Well, no, you broke the rule at the time.
Sure.
And you,
I'm with you.
That's the consequence, right?
No, yeah. I mean,
so what are we teaching kids or anybody, not just kids? Well, I know you stole from my business, but, you know, it's not that big of a deal. So we're good. Don't press charges. It's good. And then the next day they're out stealing again.
Right. Now, what I would be confused about, though, is if the 30 days are up, why would they still not let her? Like, the rule has taken its course if she can't do it for 30 days. So,
well, I think the rule is that you cannot have marijuana in your system, right? It's just one of the drugs.
Right?
Well, at any time. Like, if you're drug tested and you have marijuana, right?
But I mean, like, 30 days after your last positive test.
I guess. Right? But I think what Team USA or what the United States is saying is that the rule is you're not allowed to have marijuana in your system, and you did, so you're not competing in the Olympics.
Got it.
I mean, that's essentially. And so.
I was just confused as to why they wouldn't let her compete in the event after the 30 days had expired if the rule was 30 days and you can't compete.
Well, I don't know that it's not a rule of 30 days. It was what the doping committee said. Well, we're going to suspend you for 30.
Right.
Well, I guess Team USA said, well, we're suspending you from the Olympics.
Umbrella, you're not coming.
Yeah, you're not playing. You're not raining. You're not running in these Olympics. But I don't know. And it's not like I don't want to be the old man to get off my lawn, but I can promise you that girl getting ready to, and I feel bad for her. Don't get me wrong. I feel terrible for her because the amount of work that she put in to be the fastest female runner in the United States and probably the world.
Right.
So
it feels like a technicality just in the sense of if the rule was you can't host a show if your shoes are untied right. And then like halfway through your best show ever, I was like, your left lace is a little loose. I mean,
Lon,
technically you broke the rule, but it feels like, come on. Like, it's not like she was.
And
that's not going to make her run better 30 days later.
No,
right?
And I'm with you on that.
But continue your point.
But the point is that it's the rule and she should have known better.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
You're right. No, I mean,
she's getting ready to have the biggest event of her life, an Olympian, and that can lead to a lot of money. And then she decided to make a wrong decision. And we all feel bad for her, I think. Deep down, I'm a compassionate guy. I understand all the work she did to get to this point. So I feel bad for the fact that it was ruined by that bad decision. Lord knows I've made plenty of those bad decisions in my life. But it's just one of those situations where it's like, well, it is a rule.
No, you're right. Yeah, I think you probably anticipated me to nodding, but I'm with you.
Oh, okay.
In the sense of like, let's say there was some stupid rule that you can't eat a slice of cheese if you're going to the Olympics.
I love your analogies.
You know, I love doing analogies. You could.
Where's Harry with the what if?
You can't eat a slice of cheese if you're going to the Olympics. No cheese.
Yep.
No cheese in the Olympic Village. Not on the plane.
Nothing.
No cheese. As dumb as that may seem in principle, in today's society, just like in today's society, if you can go down to the store right now and get weed.
And get weed. Exactly. So, no, you're right.
In
on
principle,
this.
It's probably dumb. But the thing is, if someone looks at you and says, you cannot eat cheese, and then I go, well, that's kind of silly.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
have
you.
A grilled cheese. That's on me for eating the grilled cheese, right?
Right.
Not the rule for being stupid. So
if your argument was that I was only supporting Kraft, which is a wonderful business that has been in Champaign-Urbana for many years and employed tons of people in central Illinois, and the committee's going to be like, we don't care. We told you not to eat cheese.
Even if it's dumb that the rule is you can't eat cheese.
Because that's a good point. I don't do that, but I could leave here and go to a dispensary, right, it's called, and I could buy weed.
Yep.
But she knew that.
Right.
You know, and that's the...
I guess the only part on the other side for me is just that it wasn't something that's going to make her run better.
No, that's true.
So from a competitive advantage standpoint, I don't really understand why that is an automatic disqualifier.
And I'm with you on that.
Like,
I don't think
it does. To me, there's two different arguments. If the argument is we should abolish this rule, fine, go argue that.
I agree.
But if your argument is, and what you were saying, they were saying is like, rules be damned, she should go anyways. Let's talk about the fact that the rule should be eliminated, not letting her... Yeah, right. Be the exception to it.
You just said that perfectly.
I like the cheese part better than what I just said.
I like that. You just did a great... You did a lante there. You did everything. You talked grilled cheese instead of talking Chicago Cubs. Did you notice how you did that?
I did notice that.
That was really good of you to do that. When we come back...
The Cubs are like one old piece of blue crumbled cheese on a burnt sandwich that's... It's just bad. Nobody likes it.
No. It's the last of the dip. Like, you made a dip for the Super Bowl party.
Like a buffalo chicken something.
Yeah, and you take it and... 95% of it is consumed, but there's that one little triangle chunk and nobody touches it. That's what the Cardinals and the Cubs are.
Yep.
They are that. You know what they are? They're the brown Trivial Pursuit piece.
Yeah.
That you can never win.
Yep.
The arts and leisure. Do you know how many times I would almost get to, because I know from the sound of it on radio show, I don't sound like a very smart person, but I actually, at Trivial Pursuit, my brother laughs at this, and it's got to be the original one. But at the Trivial Pursuit, I'm actually pretty good about, you know, geography and all that, except arts and leisure. And so every time he begins to ask me an arts and leisure question, I'm like, Charlie Brown. Because I think that's one of the answers on the entire two decks is Charlie Brown. So I just hope that the one in every 2,000 question hits with Charlie Brown. But I can never win Trivial Pursuit because even if I accidentally...
You mean literature? It's art and literature is the category.
What did I say?
Leisure.
Oh, it's literature. I'm sorry. Yeah, because it's entertainment and leisure or something.
But, yeah, that's the other one.
Yeah. So even if I randomly get a Brown one correct... Then I have to go back to the middle, and he just, the whole time, just pulls out the Brown question, and I'm like, I can't do it. I cannot do it. So finally, it just ends in a duel. We're like, we're done. We've played this for 4 hours. I'm done. And then, you know, you're always trying to find the orange because it's the sports and leisure.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you finally get it, and you're like, oh, good, orange. And they're like, what vermouth do you mix with gin? And I'm like, what?
Or in the 1966... Soviet Olympic Games, the skier that finished, and you're like, it's not.
I don't know.
No,
Babe Ruth.
Ask me about the 2012 NCAA tournament.
Right.
Not that.
I love that. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll talk a little Cubs and Cardinals when we come back. Maybe.
Maybe I'll think of another analogy by then, and we won't have to do any of it.
Well, that's true. You've got a read to do because you're actually consuming.
I am.
You're consuming this product right now.
Astronaut in the ocean. This Hour of the Drive brought to you by Pepsi Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling Company, family owned and operated since 1953, and the makers of Bubbly, a delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, and all smiles. Available in 16 flavors. I'm currently drinking strawberry.
Oh,
I like it. It's very good.
I had an orange.
The best part is when you turn the can around and then you see the little label.
Unbelievable.
Normally you're eating a box of Cheez-Its and you wince
right.
And you realize that you can only have 10 in a serving size for 190
yep.
calories.
Or a Mountain Dew that I consume once a day that has 5 million.
Zero calories, zero fat,
zero.
Zero sodium, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero everything.
That's unreal.
And it tastes like I'm drinking
yep.
strawberry. I mean, I am drinking strawberry water.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. It does not taste as good as my Mountain Dew. I'm not going to lie to you, right? But I enjoyed the taste to the point where it satisfied. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It satisfied my craving for my Mountain Dew, also a Pepsi product, but certainly it wasn't my Mountain Dew. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, I could see, though, how you could get to the point where you really like whatever kind, and there's so many different kinds. We have so many different kinds here.
There's a triple berry.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
Triple berry's good.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for lemon or lime, anything.
Good.
That's good.
That does, yeah.
So.
I'm not
going to put you in charge of writing the next live read.
No.
I know. I'm kidding.
I just mean because I'm drinking these because the idea that there are zero calories, zero sugar, that's mm-hmm. huge.
Yep.
And the orange was very good. So I can't wait to try these other ones and just see which one is my favorite out of those and roll with that. I cannot wait to do it. All right, we got to take a break. It's The Drive. At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Areawide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Areawide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community. Our participants earn store credit for every hour they volunteer. Whether it is a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a pair of shoes, or a warm winter coat, our folks get what they need without the cost of their dignity. Regularly buying some of your groceries will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop. Donate. Change lives.
Are you ready to travel? It's the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, and you're invited. Hey, it's Stevie J. Finally, we have a trip. Join us along with the Champaign County Farm Bureau and Lois Wood and our tour leader, Mary Beth Karasik, for this wonderful August getaway. It's August 21st through the 29th. We'll start in Alton, Illinois. We'll cruise all the way up the Mississippi to Red Wing, Minnesota, stopping in Clinton, Iowa, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Hannibal, Missouri, home of Mark Twain. Join us for this incredible trip on the Mississippi, and all of the crew and passengers will be fully vaccinated. Prices start at just $3,362. $1,000, but space is limited. You can visit steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com to get all your information. Or for more information, just call us 217-840-9913. For the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, August 21st through the 29th. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go?
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com. The Flying Illini are coming to Rhino's Fine Sports Collectibles. Saturday, July 10, you can meet and greet members of that incredible season from 1989. Kenny Battle, Lowell Hamilton, Marcus Liberty, Nick Anderson, and Stephen Bardo will be available to sign autographs and take pictures. This is a ticketed event. For prices and details, go to Rhino's Fine Sports Collectibles on Facebook. Catch the Flying Illini of July 10 from 12:30 to 3:30 at Rhino's Fine Sports Collectibles in Muhammad.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The Champaign County Fair is coming our way.
The Champaign County Fair has some terrific concerts.
Reserve your seat now in the grandstand or on the track.
Gary Allen starts off on July 22nd.
Make arrangements now for your VIP party pit passes or get your reserved box seats for five or six people as we start up the fair Thursday, July 22nd with Gary Allen. So you stand with Travis Denning opening the show. Aiden, what's the website for details?
ChampaignCountyFair.cc.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, a champion for purpose and progress since 1868. Member FDIC.
At AHW, we want to thank our customers for helping us win the 2020 Overall Preeminence in Precision Ag Award for the second year. We're proud to offer one of the most advanced precision farming technology teams in the nation, and the AHW Solution Center is always at the ready to keep your equipment working hard in the field. Thank you for your business and trust. AHW is always here when you need reliable agricultural solutions. Learn more about our precision ag solutions at AHWLLC.com.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit KelseyFurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Salon 105 in Muhammad is the premier upscale hair salon in the area. If you've got someone in your life who's looking for a fresh style, send them over to one of the amazing stylists at Salon 105. But don't take my word for it. Here's owner Kelsey Briggs.
You should send your wife or your girlfriend or just a friend in. Let them know you're thinking about them. Send them in here. We'll make them feel real good. Get your hair done. Try a new look, a new style. Feel fresh. We can do that for you.
Check them out online for details. Salon-105.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Cards host the Giants July 16th through the 18th. Probably sweep them again. Friday's giveaway is Willie McGee bobblehead, gnome, and Saturday is the Goldschmidt jersey night for the adults. Sunday, the kids' turn for the Goldschmidt Jersey Day at the ballpark. Tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. The St. Louis Cardinals fly. Hey, do we have, doesn't Stevie have a thing going on with the Cardinals?
Yeah. You want me to pub that? It's actually a pretty sweet thing.
It's $25 or something
if you
down
go to
low?
If it's a Stever.
Let me give you a new
bed
of music. I already played this one, Cardi. You can't be on twice, hon. There we go.
If you go to cardinals.com/Stever,
okay,
you can buy low box, not box like in a suite.
Right.
But the section is called box. I think it's section 130 something.
Used to be box seats meant you had the best seats in the house.
Right. Now you don't because there's the something or other sponsorship club.
But they're still really good seats.
They're really good seats and they're $25. They're normally $100.
Wow.
And if you go to cardinals.com/Stever, it's for the Giants series only, but it's for each of those three games. I believe it's like the 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Holy smoke.
You can buy $25 seats, really good seats, for those three games.
Okay, and that's a Go Stever.
It is, but not on our Go Stever site. It's on cardinals.com/Stever.
Do you have to be a Go Stever?
I mean, we'd certainly like you to
be. I mean,
we can't force you to be, but.
Well, you get Jets pizza, sorts of things.
Right.
So, you want to do that on Go Stever. So, that's the thing. Hey, golf. The John Deere Classic starts tomorrow in Silvis. Lucas played that one time, and that was kind of cool. I walked around with him while he played. I couldn't caddy for him. They wouldn't allow it, but I just kind of walked around. It was real kind of a drizzly rain kind of day, one of those. But pretty cool to play a course that they actually play a PGA event on, which is really cool. I know a lot of people around here have been able to play that course, but in Silvis, so there's always an Illini flair there. And Steve Stricker has won that thing a couple of times. So D.A. Points, former Illini golfer, of course, from Pekin, Illinois, tees off at 7:07 tomorrow morning. Steve Stricker tees off at 7:18. I think it's cool that he still comes and plays that every year. It's kind of, I mean, they love Strick at the John Deere Classic. And then Michael Feagles was invited to play in this. He will tee off at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. What's cool about the John Deere Classic is that they've always had a nice association with Mike Small and Illini Golf. And, you know, back when Dylan Meyer, Nick Hardy, mm-hmm. you know, even back before that with some of the really good golfers that Illinois had, they've always kind of thrown out an offer, essentially, to one or two of the Illinois golfers and said, hey, if you want to come join us, you can be one of the amateurs in this. So Michael Feagles will be in there. I don't know that Feagles would be an amateur now.
I was looking up Steve Stricker's age, which he's 54, by
the way. He's 54, yeah. I just looked it up the other day.
Would it say that he's amateur if I click on his name or
something?
Well,
it didn't have the A by his name when I looked up the... I don't know why it would be.
I don't see any notation of A or anything like that next to his name.
I mean, he's done, essentially. I mean, he's done with college golf. So I would assume from now on he can win whatever he earns. So it'd be kind of cool. Again, DA Points, 7:07 tomorrow morning. Steve Stricker, 7:18, and Michael Feagles at 2. Pretty good haul to Silvis. But if you're a PGA fan or if you're a golf fan and you've never had the chance to watch in person a tournament, it would be cool. It's a pretty cool drive to go over there and watch that because, you know, that's something you could say that you did. I was just looking through here to see kind of some bigger names that are
I'm
in
looking
this
for
thing.
Picks here.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Ryan Harmon is one of the favorites.
Kevin Tway. That's Bob Tway's son, I believe.
Daniel Berger.
Mm.
And Andrew Landry are two of the top.
Okay. Picks. J.B. Holmes. Was he a Ryder Cup guy a few years ago? I don't think so. Ryan Moore.
Wrong guy.
Ryan Moore is in it. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it's not the biggest of names because the British Open normally follows this, and a lot of the big names head overseas. They head over the pond, as they like to say.
Or they're playing with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers on a Tuesday night.
Or that. I mean, Mickelson's to the point where he's like, just play with these guys and go over the pond. But a lot of golfers head over and play courses over there to kind of get used to the style of the Open is what they call it, not the British. Well, we call it the British, but the Open. But I know the John Deere Classic, and I don't know if they still do this, but to kind of help get bigger stars to come to their event, they basically have anybody that plays in the John Deere Classic that is also playing in the British Open, they rent out a jet and fly them after the event, after the John Deere Classic.
Really?
They fly them, I think, for free over to the British Open.
Interesting.
And it was a great, and I assume they still do that, but it was a great move because, you know, a lot of guys were like, look, it's the John Deere Classic. We apologize. We're going to go get ready for the major, which makes sense because that's what it's all about.
Sure, you can't really blame them for doing that.
No.
But that's a cool incentive to try and make them, not make them, but, you know, to try and,
yeah,
and help bring bigger names to your event.
Absolutely. And it seemed like for a few years it really worked because there were a lot of, I see Charles Howell III, Ryan Armour playing in this, Vaughn Taylor. So there's some pretty big names. Bill Haas, it's another guy that whose dad played on the tour. So there you go. A lot of that'll be the John Deere Classic. And again, tease off tomorrow. Three former Illini, DA Point, Steve Stricker, Michael Feagles. All right, got to talk Cubs.
Let's do it.
They're bad.
They're really bad. Jake Arrieta. I mean,
what has happened to where all of a sudden you guys were riding so high?
Yeah. Half a game out of first 11 days ago.
And beating some of. Oh, good call, Randy. Always bet on Zach Johnson. I don't think Zach's playing in it. Anyway, now I'm doing it to get away from the Cubs, and I want to talk Cubs because, no, I'm. It's just weird.
It is weird, and it's you know, when it gets this bad, you have to sort of zoom out and be like, how did we get here? Because not only is it this bad, but it's been this bad so quickly.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like this was a season where, you know, you started out 5-20 or something, and you've just been putrid the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Then we could have a larger discussion of,
right,
what's gone wrong? Let's do an autopsy on all this. Who do we trade? Who do we not? The weird part is, you went into the season expecting that to be the case.
Yep.
A rebuild year. Maybe not a rebuild, but a retool year. The Darvish trade certainly sent you that message as a Cubs fan.
Totally agree.
That sent
me the message as a Cardinals
right,
fan.
Right. This is not going to be a year. As the Cardinals trade for Arenado, you trade away your ace. That should tell you that you're not really making a play to win the division. Then you string together this ridiculous run. And I'm not saying all of it was fluky, but clearly some of it had its flukes because now you've lost 11 in a row and regression
is
a you-know-what big time here for the Cubs. But you string together this run where now everybody's back on the bandwagon. Maybe this is finally the year where the offense and their different styles finally click together. The pitching is finally developing. You're bringing up young guys who finally are your own homegrown talent that are performing well. So then your mindset flips to, let's make a run at it.
Let's go.
We're in first place. We're a half game out of first place. We're back in first place. We should be buying at the deadline. I sat there 2 weeks ago in that room and said, I don't want to see him sell. Nope. I want to see him buy.
I thought the same thing.
Then this happens, and you're right back into the mindset, maybe even lower now because of what a ridiculous losing streak.
Totally
this has
agree.
Been, where it's like, sell everything.
Now it feels like when you go on a losing streak like this, by the way, I was just thumbing through. Zach Johnson is playing. Tees off at 12:43. Sorry. Squirrel. When you go through a losing streak like this, the Cardinals kind of just did that. Your confidence level in your team is zero.
Yep.
Zero.
I think it was either Hendricks or someone had a quote that said it feels like we have to throw a perfect game to get a win right now.
Yep.
And that's what it feels like. And I'm sure as soon as they win, suddenly it will be, hey, they're only one game under 500.
Ask Cardinals fans.
Right, exactly.
Same two wins happening over the Giants, and now all of a sudden you're like, you know, if you can go into Chicago and win a couple and get to the All-Star break and you're only six out, stranger at that. But
it's just, this has turned ugly, I guess, to a degree I didn't anticipate.
Right.
Just in the sense of, like, individually speaking, Arrieta's ERA is 8 in the last 10 or so starts. He comes out, he walks the first three guys, or they get on base at least, and then he gives up a grand slam. Four batters into the game, he's given up a grand slam.
Oh, my goodness.
The Cubs scored 10 runs last night against Aaron Nola and the Phillies bullpen, both of which have been good, and they didn't win.
They didn't win.
Because Arrieta couldn't spot him anything because they gave up 15. And so it's just like every night it's a different way to lose. They were up 7-0 against the Brewers and found a way to lose that game.
Yep.
They've scored first in 6 of their last 7 games and have lost all 7 of them. And so now it's just this, like I said, it's almost comical to this point.
Yeah.
Where Baez isn't hitting very well, even though he hit two bombs last night. Brian has regressed. Rizzo looks awful. He's got this chronic back problem that keeps
flaring up. It's got to be the back that's hurting
him. He keeps striking out. I think I saw some stat that said in his career, he's only struck out 3 or more times in a game, like twice a season. He's done that 3 times in the last week.
Wow.
And so
he's in pain.
But then you look forward and think, why would anyone sign Rizzo to a long contract?
Right.
A chronic back problem
right.
at age 30, whatever, and he's not hitting? I mean, I wouldn't sign him to a long-term deal.
It's like Vladdy in the NHL. Who would trade for a guy that's that old with chronic shoulder problems, but somebody will, and he makes too much money? That's probably a bad analogy because people hate hockey. I'm being dead serious. At the All-Star break, would you make this trade? Carlos Martinez to the Cubs for Jake Arrieta.
No. Oh, okay. Sure, yeah. I'll roll the dice.
Why not just tell both of them, look, here's the deal. Neither one of you can start against the other team. That's the rule. Like, you get Michael Gersh and Jed Hoyer together, and they have to make the deal of the trade saying, Arrieta cannot start against the Cubs the rest of the year. Carlos cannot start against the Cardinals the rest of the year. But we're trading both of you to the other team to see if that helps just get new footing.
I think the Cubs would easily win that trade.
Maybe.
At least Carlos has shown
with his 10 ERA in June. No, you're right. Arrieta has just been a you-know-what show.
They need to DFA him at this point, which is so sad. And it pains me to sit here and go, Rizzo shouldn't be re-signed to a long-term deal. Baez, if you could get something for him, trade him. I mean, I'm serious. I'm to the point where I'm saying trade whoever. If someone calls and they say they want player X for their fourth and fifth best prospects, I'm taking it.
Take it.
I don't care if it's Javi, Rizzo, Bryant, whoever. Because this is the point we're at now.
You
stink. So you either have to blow it up further or try to retool again, and they're not going to retool.
Is there anybody untouchable?
Personally, for me, it's Contreras.
Okay.
But I've been on that.
And I don't mind that.
I've been on that soapbox for years now. I just think
if you get a young,
controllable catcher who can also hit,
you don't give that guy up. Would Kyle Hendricks be untouchable?
I mean, I would like him to be from a fan perspective just because I wouldn't like to see him succeeding anywhere else. But no.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, he's had moments this year where he gives up like four home runs in an inning.
It was funny. The other day I saw someone say, should the Cardinals just unload guys like Goldie and Arenado now? And I'm like, whoa.
Now, see, that's dumb.
All you have ever wanted to do was get Nolan Arenado, and you're going to use him for a half a year? And I know that he can opt out, but he's not opting out. Not with the loom of a strike happening, not with the money that he is guaranteed. Now, he next year has the ability to opt out, but after 1 year, Nolan Arenado is not opting out.
I guess my only pause would be if someone else just ridiculously
gave you
if the Braves or someone said, we'll give you $180 million for 6 years, something absurd.
Three studs. Yeah,
right.
But Arenado's not a dumb guy, I don't think, so he's looking at this Cardinals payroll saying at the end of this year, Carlos Martinez is off the team, Matt Carpenter is gone. Dexter Fowler's salary is gone. Andrew Miller's salary is gone. I don't know about KK. I kind of like him. I mean, there's $57 to $70 million coming off the books. So if you're Arenado, you're thinking, well, they're going to be able to. Now, I know some of that is going to then arbitration. You're going to have to pay other guys. They may rework a deal to re-sign somebody. So it's not like you're just saying, okay, here's $57 million now that you can just go use, and you might have 40 of that 57 to go, but that's still a lot of money. So on the Cubs side, how are all those contracts looking at the end of this year?
Well, like, I mean, you're looking
at Rizzo's up,
Baez
Bryant, is up.
I mean,
gee, money.
And here's the problem though: like if you're Javi Baez, we were looking at this coming off season as, boy, is he going to get a chance to make money? I don't know if he is.
Yeah,
someone's going to pay up for him. I don't know if it's going to be the Cubs. I don't know if it's going to be someone else.
Right.
But he strikes out 36% more than he walks. That's absurd. I mean, he strikes out so much and walks so little.
Wait, what is Derek Piper? Piper's chatting. He's chiming in here. He said the Phillies' first five was my last bet before hitting the state line. What does that mean?
Like the first five innings.
Oh, Derek Piper.
Well done, Derek.
That was really good.
Well done. He's been good at the dingers.
I know.
He nailed it again.
I interrupted you there because that was a big part.
That's fine. I guess
at this point, other than Contreras,
I'm saying
if somebody gives you a good...
If there is recoverable assets out there for one of these guys, I'm taking it. Because I've just accepted fate. I've decided that this team is not good. They're in the midst of one of the worst losing streaks ever. It's just laughably bad. And I, as much as I have an emotional attachment to these guys and I don't want to see them traded, I'm just at the point where it's like, if you can recover something for it, just do it.
I mean, okay, now on the Cardinals side, Yadi and Waino aren't going anywhere. Arenado and Goldie aren't going anywhere. The guy that I would trade if you could get a decent reliever is Paul DeJong. And then go and make sure you can sign one of the best shortstop free agents. It's a huge free agent class, as you pointed out.
Well, you had guys like Javi, Trevor Story, both who have actually struggled, ironically.
And you're going to have money to buy that. And if you're Arenado, maybe you're buddies with Trevor Story to the point of, hey.
Okay, let's not do that. Can we not?
Oh, my. You'd have best friends with Libertor and Gorman.
An NL West infield.
Yes.
Between Goldschmidt, Arenado, and Story.
And put Edmund in the outfield.
Carlson.
Put Carlson in center. Make Bader your fourth outfielder. Put Edmund in right. And bring up Nolan Gorman to play second. You know this Jordan Walker kid? Is that his name? He was the number one pick. He's playing over in Peoria right now with the Chiefs. And he is hitting bombs. They compare the power to Albert Pujols. That was the last Cardinal basic.
That's nice.
He's hitting bombs as a first baseman or third baseman. Well, there's not a lot of third basemen coming up. Well, I mean, the Cardinals are loaded with third basemen, but unfortunately, they're not going to play third if Arenado's still around.
No.
So, you look at that Cardinals situation. DeJong is a guy I would trade. Harrison Bader is a guy I would trade. I don't know who'd want him, but look, Bader's fast. He plays pretty good center field. If he stays healthy, which has been weird that he's not, he's pretty consistent. Tyler O'Neill's really coming into his own. And I don't know. I mean, listen, if Bader
What do you do, though? Like, let's project forward, say, let's be fair. Let's say they lose tonight and then take 2 of 3 from the Cubs.
Okay.
That would put them at, like, what, 6 back at the All-Star break and above 500 by a game?
I mean, the thing you have to hope is that Flaherty, Dakota Hudson, Miles Michaelis and KK, you hope all four of those can be healthy next year. And then you'd bring up Matthew Libertor. That's a pretty good rotation.
I meant like at this deadline.
Well,
you're 46 Bader and 45 going into the All-Star break.
Bader and DeJong, I am.
You're trading those guys away and you're not wanting to add?
No.
Okay.
I mean, DeJong.
I don't know. I'm just saying, would you aggressively go out there and shop for... No. A stud reliever
No. I would just simply get rid of DeJong to know that you're opening it up to spend money on a guy like Trevor Story. And with Bader, if somebody would want him for a really young, good reliever, I'm in. Otherwise, you keep him as a center fielder or fourth outfielder. You can move Carlson to center and maybe move Edmund to right or just go pick up a big right fielder. The Cardinals, it's so weird, as bad as they are, it seems like once they just get past this year.
Yeah, because they're stuck in what can only be described as... It's not the year from hell. I don't mean
that. No, but I know what you're saying.
I don't know that there's any fate worse for a franchise in sports than having a really good roster, at least on paper, and not doing well.
And not doing
well. Because what do? You can't blow it up.
I agree.
It's a similar situation with the Braves right now. Yep. Freeman, Acuna, Ozzy Albies, all these guys. And they're like 5 games under .500 and losing to the Pirates. But you're not going to trade those guys away.
No.
So you just sort of have to sit there and hope that next year resets.
Yep. Hey, did the Braves win?
They did. 14-3.
Are the Jays winning?
They haven't started yet.
Oh, okay. That's big for us.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, yes. All right.
I got to get Andrew to a baseball game. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Pipes out again tomorrow. And we'll let you know about Friday.
I love everybody. I really do. I'm out. It's The Drive. Thanks, Trevor.